I've always thought goal setting was a lot of fun or very exciting kind of thing to do at the beginning of the year because it allows you to sit down and dream a little bit. You know, you kind of have the new year or this time ahead of you, and you're setting it up so that you can achieve something you desire. And for if you're someone who has a lot of ideas and things that you want to try, sometimes it can be hard to figure out how to prioritize and like execute those goals. So, since we're still in the first month of this year, I wanted to talk a little bit about setting OKRs or using the OKR framework to set your personal goals. And you know, goals don't always have to be set at the beginning of the year. It just so happens it's a nice start. Goals can be set whenever you wanna. You can set them, you know, in June or July or whenever you want. I just thought it would be timely because, again, it is the beginning of the year. So the way that you used to set goals in the past was kind of clustery, is the best way to explain it. When I was setting goals in 2020, before we knew that a pandemic existed, I went about it with too much enthusiasm and not so much planning, if that makes sense. What ended up happening was I had too many things and ideas that I wanted to try, explore, and dabble in. And what ended up happening is I created this huge to-do list for myself. I tried to incorporate a lot of the different other goal setting things that I'd seen other people use, and kind of mix it into what I wanted to pursue. But that didn't work for me because I think what happened was I ended up getting really overwhelmed with all the possibilities and became a deer in the headlights, if you could say. If you could see how I planned my goals in 2020, you would look at the document or sheet, whatever I had, and you'd be like, "What? Yeah, that's a lot." So it was definitely a lot. And I think coming into 2021, especially with everything that happened in 2020 and just how a lot of the energy that was taken out of 2020, coming into this new year, I wanted to be a little more intentional and try to find a better way to approach setting personal goals. And then I came across OKRs. OKRs weren't necessarily something very new to me. The company that I was working for previously was using OKRs to measure their success, right, for the business. And I never really thought of using that framework to apply them to my personal goals because, you know, I said, okay, well, if it's being used in a business setting, it's probably supposed to be used in a business setting. However, I ended up coming across a video by this freelancer, entrepreneur, designer. I think his name is Michael Wong. He goes by Misko on the internet. And he came out with this video using the OKR framework for his 2021 goals. And if you want to check out the video, the link will be in the show notes. But it inspired me because I was like, okay, well, this is something that I'm relatively familiar with. And someone out there is actually using this for their personal goals. So why not me? That's when I decided to dive deeper into understanding what the framework was, and I ended up really liking how it's set up. So if you've never heard of OKRs or don't really remember what an OKR is, it's just an acronym to that says objective key results. So you have O, which is the objective or goal that you're trying to set, and then KR are the key results or the measurable metrics you can measure to see the success. There are a ton of resources out on the interwebs to learn more about this framework, and I highly suggest you look into it if you want to dive deeper into it to see how the details, you know, of it. I'm not necessarily going to go into like super big detail, but I do want to talk about some of the ways I've set up my OKRs for this coming year, hope in hopes that it could help you or someone you know set up goals they may have. Quick disclaimer though, I am still working and tweaking this framework to fit into my workflow and how I like to set goals and whether or not it's going to work holistically. I think that's still part of like my theme this year, you know, to reevaluate and see what works and doesn't work. But one of the things that I really liked about the OKR framework is that it helped me learn how to restructure and prioritize. Because with the OKR framework, goals are not projects and tasks on a list. So like I said, when I was working with 2020 and trying to set goals there, what ended up happening was what I created a huge to-do list or a bunch of these tasks or projects that got really overwhelming because I ended up with, I don't know, like 15 different things that I possibly could have done, but I didn't know what I should have been doing. What ends up happening is that with the OKR framework, it helps you figure out what kind of projects and tasks can contribute to the goals that you're trying to achieve. So OKRs have really allowed me to narrow my priorities down because that has been a weakness of mine. So applying this framework has already created a much more condensed 2021, but it's really exciting because now I can figure out, okay, when I have this block of time, what can I be contributing to the goals that I want to achieve? Well, I have these general things that are interested, like I'm interested in, but like maybe this one thing that I have doesn't necessarily get the priority because it doesn't cater to a goal that I have set for myself. When you're setting your OKRs, I think there's some nuances that I'm still trying to figure out as well, but this is the main thing that I've gained from reading about OKRs is that when you're setting your objectives, it's really important to make sure they're aspirational but achievable. So this part of the OKR part is you are creating something qualitative. Just be careful to make sure that it's not a project or a task. Again, this is the big picture, right, of what you see yourself doing, right? Or what you see yourself wanting to achieve. And then the KR or the key results need to be time boxed and measurable. So these are the markers on your path you see to make sure you're going in the direction that you want to be going in. So this is the quantitative. And so whenever you're setting goals, it's really important to have metrics or quantitative points or markers so you have at least some idea and understand that, okay, I'm actually going in the correct direction, or, you know, I'm steering off the path a little bit. Or you could be like, well, maybe this is not an objective that I want to be pursuing for this year anymore, or whatever time frame you've set for yourself. So I was hoping to kind of talk a little bit about my OKRs that I have set. And again, these are personal OKRs. And again, I'm still working on it. So I'm trying to be achievable in my objectives. And then I've also created some metrics. Usually you create about 3 to 5 metrics for your objective. So I'm just going to go down the list. So one of my OKRs is, I kind of talked about these a little bit in the first episode of the podcast, but this is where I get a little deeper in it. So the first one is I want to try and diversify this Twitch streaming content that I do. I'm still trying to evaluate this because I'm trying to understand my like desire to continue Twitch streaming. But basically, when I first started out, I was like, okay, I'm only going to be playing games. But I think the goal that I really want to do is create content through Twitch and try to diversify and figure out what's something that I really enjoy. So the key results that I have, or the measurable metrics that I have, are I want to play at least 6 new games this year, and then 20% of the content is not gaming related, and I need to be streaming about 1 to 2 times a week. So I should approximate 52 to 104 times this year. Those are my metrics and that I can try and use to make sure I'm achieving this goal. The second one I have is add new product types to Etsy shop. And so my metrics for that are design and create 3 new sticker sets, and then design and craft 4 new clay crafts. So I was trying to think about whether or not I want to introduce new products. Products meaning like the types that I was selling, which are stickers, and then introducing new ones, the clay crafts, and experimenting with that and see if that is something that I want to pursue. I've realized that I also might want to consider like figuring out if I want to continue doing this Etsy store, meaning like, do I want to continue using Etsy as my platform because of just like fees and things, and I've seen other places that might be more beneficial. And of course, number 3, release and upload podcast episodes bi-weekly. And here we are. So I want to release a total of 12 episodes for season 1. And then 50% of those episode topics are not directly related to design. I want to be intentional and make sure that I'm not only focusing on design, because again, this is not just a design podcast. And I want to make sure my content can be diverse in the different topics that interest me and hopefully interest you as well. I have a 4th one. This is a little bit more personal in that, like, I want to read a book a month. So I want to read 3 personal development plus relationship books. I want to read 3 of a design business startup-esque books this year, and then 3 fiction books. So they touch on a variety of different categories because I want to make sure that, like, what I read is diversified as well. I think what happens is, like, if I start just reading like design, business, or like developing relationship, I'm going to get bored of them and stop reading. So I don't want to stop reading. So I want to make sure the content that I'm consuming or the books that I'm reading can, you know, address different parts of my life. And then the last one I have is not really for this full year. It's more for like my 90-day plan, right, that I have for my new job, is document and complete my 90-day plan for my new workplace. And so my metrics are, I want to work on or be a part of 3 major projects for this year. And then I want to collaborate with my manager to design a projected career growth path. Some of those things are a lot can be out of my like control, but I think there are parts where, like, if I put myself and really engage myself, I think there's some room to really push those metrics and achieve those metrics. There's something really cool that I do want to share that I think can help anyone who is interested in using this framework for their personal goal setting. While I was doing my research, I came across this website called okrexamples.co, and I think it gave a really good outline of how different OKRs can be set for different business departments, like marketing, product, design, engineering. And I know those aren't personal goals, but I think when you're able to read the different how OKRs are set, you kind of get a better understanding and cadence of how OKRs work, and hopefully you can apply it to your own life if you feel this will be very helpful. So that's basically the gist of it, what OKRs can do and how they can help you, and some examples of my OKRs. And hopefully that was able to give you some insights into, like, okay, when you are setting these, what does that look like? And then creating metrics, what does that look like as well? You know, we're all in this place where we can, quote unquote, have a fresh start, because it's the new year. And so how do we set up ourselves so that we can achieve the things that we want? And everyone has different goals they want to achieve and pursue and tackle. Maybe you have a health / exercise or a financial goal that you want to look into or really tackle for this year. And OKRs, I think, are a great framework to be able to apply to those kind of things as well. Using this framework, I think, will help create a clearer path when you're working on the different tasks and projects, because you can see the result of, is this task or project or thing that I'm doing contributing to the objective that I've set for myself, right? So I think this helps, like, puts things in perspective, right? Like, let's say you have this, like, let's say, okay, let's just use me for example. I have this goal to read more this year, or be more conscious of, like, taking time to read for this year. So that means I can be more intentional with my time. And since I'm at home a lot, instead of sitting on my phone, scrolling through the endless feeds of Twitter and all these things, or like watching YouTube videos or Netflix videos all the times, maybe I can use that free time that I've set aside to actually read books. So it helps me give me perspective of, like, oh, my objective is not to watch more YouTube videos. I mean, hey, if that is your objective, that's your objective, but that just so happens to not be my objective. So I want to use that time to be more intentional to read books. You know, give me some perspective. It's really going to be this balance of qualitative and quantitative. So you can have this big vision perspective, so you can be excited and be like, yes, this is where I can see myself. I know it's going to be hard work, but, you know, you can kind of see the journey, the end of the journey, right? And the quantitative is helping you along that journey. So you understand that when you're going towards your goal, you're taking the right path, or you're making sure you're not deviating, so you don't get into this limbo where your vision starts to get blurry and you're not sure of, okay, well, I've set this thing, now how do I get there? I think the biggest thing, though, when it comes to goal setting is to be persistent, but also give yourself grace and reevaluate. We need to be able to account for, like, the flexibility in our life, priority changes, all of these different things. So I'm not saying you should just be whatever about your goals. That's why a lot of the times when people are setting these OKRs, it's like a quarterly thing. So you set OKRs for the Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. Essentially what it is when you're able to create these OKRs, you're creating these timeframes and boundaries, and you're not constrained to this goal that is endless. And you, again, you see the big vision, but then you start going down it. And if you have no, like, time frame or boxed metric, it, again, you start to get vision, your vision starts to get blurry, and it can get kind of difficult to figure out, like, how you want to go about this. So create those boundaries and create those time frames, because I think it's really healthy to reevaluate as well, to see, like, okay, this thing is not working for me, or I've had something else come up in my life that I'm more invested in. Give yourself that room to restructure and start a new path if you need to. I think that sometimes when we are partway through a goal, but we realize that we have something else that we want to achieve, we could be hard on ourselves. I know that I am, because I feel like, oh man, like, I've set this thing for myself and I didn't achieve it. But I think that's okay, as long as you acknowledge it and you're intentional with putting that goal to the side, or revisiting sometime else in the future, especially if you have something else that you really want to focus on. So yeah, there you go. Goals, OKRs, frameworks, achieving, qualitative, quantitative, metrics, measurable, path. I feel like I said those words about a billion times in this thing, but that was pretty much the whole episode. So if you're interested, again, want to learn more, look on the Google A's. I will put that cool link in the show notes. That is the OKRExamples.co. And I also want to share the template that I use on Notion for how I set up my goals. I'll share some other resources that I've found, that I've used to inspire me to how I've set up mine. So I've like taken some from other templates to build my personal goals. And it's been really helpful. Again, everyone, thanks for sticking it out. Thanks for listening to me talk about goals and saying it like a billion times. You can listen and follow the show on any of your preferred platforms. I've finally been able to get it on a variety of them, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all these other Google Podcasts, all of these. So I am on a preferred platform, and if I'm not, let me know. I also have social links that you can find me at Twitter or on Twitter at extmusings, so EXT musings, or Instagram, which I was able to actually get the full handle, external musings. So if you have any conversations or thoughts on goals, you can send me a message and we can talk about them. Because I think it's always fun to be able to talk about people's goals and understand their ambitions and dreams that they want to achieve. I always think that's really exciting. All right, thank you, and I will chat with you next time.